Shauna, do you have any talents or interests like art or music or cooking?
Yeah, actually, I really enjoy art. I like to sort of study different artists and look at art from the past, but I also paint myself. So I like to go to art galleries and exhibitions to get inspiration for my own work.
Well, that is cool. So, speaking of artists, what are three artists that you really like?
Okay, well, my first all-time absolute favorite artist is a guy called Fred Tomaselli. He's this American guy. And he's only been painting now or making art for maybe 8 years or something. He's quite new. But his paintings are so amazing. He will build up an image over layers. Okay, so he'll have 10 layers built on a canvas. He'll have layers of resin, but sandwiched in between them, he will create an image, like a collage, if you like. Made of different things. So he will include dried flowers, flowers cut out from magazines. He'll use images of the human body taken from magazines or whatever. He'll also use pills, pharmaceutical drugs and stuff, sort of all smashed up, and he'll use them, and he'll create these amazing 3D images over these layers that will all build up. So you're standing in front of it and they're big. They're 7 foot by 4 foot. And it's just amazing. It's so 3D, and it makes such an impact. The images themselves will be of things like maybe birds, maybe he's done human images like Adam and Eve, in the Garden of Eden, and he's done things like this drummer, because he's really influenced by music and American punk music. So he's got a drummer with six hands, all going to different drums, and they're just the most amazing thing you've ever saw in your life. So he's my absolute favorite artist. And I also really like Edvard Munch, who is a Norwegian artist, and he does he's incredibly famous, and he does kind of skewed images of his most famous is called a scream, and it's a person with who's screaming, obviously, with a bridge in the background. It's all very
Right,
colorful.
that's the one that was stolen recently, wasn't
Yeah,
it?
it was stolen. Yeah.
Did they get it back?
It did, they did, they got it back. They found out who done it, so it's back where it belongs in the museum. Yeah.
Was the painting damaged?
I don't think it was,
Oh,
no.
good.
It was a professional, it was stolen by someone really professional who was hoping to sell it on or whatever in the black market, so
Right.
it wasn't damaged.
Well, yeah, you'd think it'd be hard to sell, you know?
Yeah, no, exactly, but then people would know it's stolen, but they'd want it so badly they'd pay the price for it.
No, that is an amazing painting. Anybody else?
Yeah, I've got there's loads of artists I love. There's also this guy called Stuart Davies, who's another American, and he was very famous kind of in the 1950s. So he done kind of commercial paintings, drawings for different things. Like Lucky Strike is one of his famous ones, where he's done a commercial for the cigarettes, Lucky Strike. He uses very bold colours. It's kind of like a transfer over from the pop art era, and he'll use lots of different images built on top of one another. It's kind of chaotic to look at, but that's the kind of art I like, because you can dissect it and there's lots of different things there to look at, which I think is the most fun thing about different art.